Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Is this the most anticipated football season of all time for Ole Miss? Yeah, I mean, you had 2009, Houston Nutt and them coming off the big 2008 year. after beating Florida. They had Jevin Snead back, Dexter McCluster, Mike Wallace, Greg Hardy, I believe. Maybe 2016 with Chad Kelly and them coming off the 15 Sugar Bowl win over Oklahoma State. Had some guys coming back. But then you had the whole Hugh Freeze thing, so that kind of acts that. Lane Kiffin's had some exciting teams coming in off the coming into 2022. They started off 7-0, but nothing like this. But nothing like this at all. And I think most Ole Miss fans would agree with this. I think this heading into 2024 trumps the 2009, definitely 2016 with what Freeze did. And obviously this is Lane Kiffin's most anticipated season, even though he's had some seasons that a lot of people have been anticipating. But I am your host, your Dave Shumate, coming at you at the SEC Unfiltered platform. Former personnel guy in the SEC, worked 8 years in the SEC in recruiting offices, personnel office, evaluating, doing that stuff around football offices. I'm glad to be here. Before we get started here, go to roback.com and use promo code SECU to save 20% off your first purchase. T-shirts, polos, hoodies, joggers, shorts for the summer. Hey, if you want to get ahead and get some of your winter gear for your first-time purchase, 20% off, don't forget to use the SECU promo code. Roback, can't get enough of that stuff. Good stuff there. But I'm here to tell you what would be considered a successful season in 2024 for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. Like I previously mentioned, expectations have never been higher in Oxford. They should be very high after the 2023 season and the portal additions. I mean, coming off Ole Miss's biggest win total in program history, they've added a lot of key pieces on defense and offense, well-rounded team. But I think you have to give timing a little credit here in this situation. We always talk about this new era of college football, who's benefiting from it. It's teams like Ole Miss, and some of it is their own doing. They created their own momentum. I'll talk about that here in a little bit. But the portal, the playoff expanding to 12 teams like it is in 2024, I'd say it's about 60% of why this is happening right now. And also, I think you got to give the other 40% to Lane Kiffin and guys like Walker Jones, who have built the Grove Collective into what it is right now. They're getting fans involved, giving out merchandise. They got a real plan since it's kind of all given, minus that first 2021 season. And remember, the portal opened in, or NIL started really in what we know now for pay for play. It really started in 2021, but people kind of figured out the lay of the land for a year. And then the teams who really kind of got their ducks in a row, really started benefiting in 2022. There's probably not a better collective out there that has a relationship with their football program. There's just not a better collective out there than the Grove Collective and Walker Jones, former alum at Ole Miss, played at Ole Miss, worked at Under Armour for a little bit. So he's a business guy, but understands the sports world as well. So I think that's been a major benefactor to Lane Kiffin as well. I mean, it's really just been the overall just perfect storm, the whole new era. You factor in Lane Kiffin's master marketer, just his master marketing ability overall. It's the perfect storm to springboard a program like Ole Miss, who maybe doesn't have the trophy case a lot of the top echelon of the SEC does. But in this new era, like I said, portal, NIL, having your ducks in a row from a collective standpoint, a guy like Lane Kiffin, it's very open to new ideas and understands the lay of the land out. Fits his personality a little bit. You can become a top 15 program in the country, in my opinion. Like I said, you get Lane Kiffin, who embraces this mercenary type of mindset and bringing in guys through the portal with the phenomenal collective, the Grove Collective of Walker Jones, hungry donors who now feel like they can have a true impact on winning football games without being an underground type of situation. Where like you're not doing this under the table anymore. You can help guys and it's legal. You add all that up and it's the perfect combination for a program like Ole Miss to take advantage of and be one of the more successful programs in this era of NIL, pay for play, transfer portal. And I still have my reservations on being too portal heavy year in, year out, where I still think you got to build through the high school ranks, especially on the trenches, on the offensive line, defensive line. If you follow me on Twitter, at Mach10Sports, I tweeted about that the other day. I talked to some SEC GMs about how different teams' NIL strategies are. But the thing it always rings true when you're talking to these personnel people and coaches in college football, you have the great teams build their depth, their frontline guys on the offensive line and defensive line through the high school ranks. Too much turnover through the portal. It's a different – the market's different each year on the defensive line. You may not get a Walter Nolan or Prince of Yuma Malayan like Ole Miss had in next year's portal. It's just different. It's nobody's fault. You just can't lift that. So you have to have some homegrown guys that are next level guys if that top part of the portal isn't there on the offensive line and defensive line. Because you know what? At all levels of football, peewee, middle school, high school, college, obviously the NFL, outside of the quarterback position, the next two positions people are really looking for is the guy who can affect the quarterback as an edge rusher and the guys who can protect the quarterback. That's key. That is key. So you got to build that. Still got to be homegrown. But really, specifically for this segment, we're not talking about long-term. We're specifically talking about this 2024 Ole Miss team and what would be considered success for this team. But as I've always started every segment in this, what would be successful for all these SEC teams, I'm doing individually. Go back and look at my other ones. I've done Alabama, Auburn, LSU. We're going alphabetical order here. Always give two key pieces. If I was a fan of that team, what I would be looking into besides just your black and white, hey, they need to win 8, 9, 10 games. So starting for Ole Miss, your defense needs to take that next step in year 2 under Pete Golden. Most defenses take that next step in that second year of the new offensive or defensive coordinator, whatever coordinator it is. But Ole Miss has added more pieces. I mean, they already had Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, but they added Florida's Princely Umemilayan, Walter Nowen from Texas A&M on the big interior, two guys that you see in a lot of early 2020-25 mock NFL drafts. Adding guys who've played a lot of snaps in the SEC, and Chris Poupaul and Trey Amos. And then they added Houston corner, who is the other big question mark outside of Trey Amos, because I think everybody has depth issues right now, probably outside of Georgia, probably Ohio State. Everybody can make a case, even Alabama, who's not used to saying that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Everybody has some depth issues, I'm learning from talking to schools. So it's tough to speak, hey, it's depth. Ole Miss added some key pieces to give them a solid 11 to 15 guys. But I think adding Isaiah Hamilton from Houston, that other corner spot, that was my concern for Ole Miss. Outside of Trey Amos, who was going to go play at that other corner spot? Well, they answered that this past week. So not saying Ole Miss has depth across their whole secondary. It's tough now with people playing in nickel and dime so much. You're playing with so many DBs and these DBs wanting to play. It's tough to build depth underneath those first 5, 6, 7 because when the transfer portal opens up after the season or in the spring, those guys want to go play and be a 5, 6, or 7th guy in that secondary rotation at another school because people want to play. So I get that. But Ole Miss, their front 11's pretty solid. Then you add in some young cats. Santarian Perkins, does he take that next step under Pete Golden in that second year? And then a young defensive lineman that I love, a freshman, Cam Franklin, like him a lot. And then where does TJ Bull Dudley fit in this? Is he a stand-up backer? Is he going to have his hand down? Interesting to see his develop a lot of chess pieces for Pete Golden to play with this year. In year two, people getting comfortable in his system. He can talk to guys like Princely Yu and Walter Nolan who've played SEC ball, get them adjusted. Again, guys like Trey Amos. Isaiah Hamilton, they played a lot of football. They understand what Pete Golden's dealing with. He's not bringing in young cats he's having to teach us. And obviously, Santarian Perkins and Cam Franklin still young. But a lot of other guys like these pieces that Ole Miss is bringing in. And the second point before we get to the schedule is, does Jackson Dart become that guy this year? Does he become that dude? His stats have been fine the last couple of years. Looking at it right now. I mean, last year he was, what, 65% passer, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's been fine overall. He really has. He's been fine overall. But does he take that next step? Like, do you see that attitude change? And I'm not saying comparing him to this guy, but Joe Burrow, you notice from his 18 to 19 season where he won the Heisman, LSU won the national championship, there's a little bit But that edge, just he had that it factor. Like, yeah, man, we're going to win. It's because of me. Guys, get on my back. We're winning. We're going 12-0. We're going 13-0. This is his team. They've added weapons for him. Juice Wells. Trey Harris is back. Hopefully he's healthy for this whole 2024 campaign. Does he become that guy? I mean, we saw two guys take that next step who were also portal guys. They take that next step the last 2 years in the SEC. In 2022, Hendon Hooker elevated his play in Josh Heupel's system. Last year, Jaden Daniels and Mike Dembrot's system at LSU ended up winning the Heisman Trophy, took that next step. Does Jackson Dart, I know it's year three, and I just compared him to guys who took that next step in year two, but does year three Jackson Dart take that next step? Because all the stars are aligned to become the best quarterback in the SEC in 2024, in my opinion, for Jackson Dart. Explosive weapons, I just mentioned them. Juice Wells and Trey Harris, check. I mean, and Caden Priestcorn, how could I forget? Check. A solid offensive line that has Coach John Garrison back for a second year. You have some guys like Jeremy James, Caleb Warren that has played some football, not truly NFL dudes, but have played a lot of snaps in the SEC. You bring in transfers like Nate Kalipo from Washington and Diego Pounds from North Carolina. You got a solid unit that's going to play within that system. Lane Kiffin's one with less offensive line talent before. He'll be fine with this one. And then you got mentioned Lane Kiffin myself, mentioned him right here. Say his name, he shall appear. One, if not the best, offensive play calling duos in the country in Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. It doesn't get any better than those guys. So you add those three in. This is Dart's opportunity to take the reins as a top tier quarterback in this league. Cause there's an opening area. Everybody's saying it's Carson Beck. And I think it is right now too, as we sit here in early May. But I think Jackson Dart's got that chance to elevate himself as well. Going to the schedule, pretty beneficial schedule here. If we want to be completely honest here, Ole Miss fans. Pretty beneficial schedule. You open up with Furman, Middle Tennessee State at home, at Wake Forest, which is probably your toughest game, heading out and playing Dave Clawson and the boys. Not saying Wake Forest isn't a good football team, but that's their toughest non-conference game, and they play Georgia Southern. So that wraps up non-conference. Like, they should be 4-0. I think anybody would tell you that. 4-0, even though it's pessimistic Ole Miss fan. They get Kentucky at home and get another game of that barn burner from 2 years ago, went down to the wire when Will Levis was there. We were actually at that game. At South Carolina, could potentially maybe be a little bit of a trap game before that big one at LSU, and that game went back and forth last year and Ole Miss pulled it off at Vaught Hemingway. Really who had the ball last kind of game. It'll be interesting here. Ole Miss has gone into the past undefeated, and they'll be favored to go undefeated in the Tiger Stadium and kind of drop the ball here before. They've gone 7-0. I think their last two times they were 7-0 rolling into Tiger Stadium, they dropped their last two. They did it 2 years ago in 2022. Bye week, they get Oklahoma at home. We've talked about it before. I don't know what Oklahoma's going to be like. I think I like the future of Oklahoma. Next year's schedule is so hard. I don't know what they'll be like. I don't know what they'll be like on October 26th around Halloween either with injuries and stuff. But that's a game Ole Miss could lose. But it's coming off a bye week. Good spot. At Arkansas, a place Ole Miss traditionally, for whatever reason, goes up there and doesn't play well, especially when it's really cold or something. I don't know how it would be. I mean, it could be really cold on November 2nd in Fayetteville. But, again, that's a place Ole Miss just traditionally has struggled and not played at. But they're better than Arkansas. They should win that game. And who kind of knows what Arkansas's mindset is? That's late in the year. They're struggling. Sam Pittman could be gone at that point, or they could be mailing it in. Who knows? Georgia at home will be tough. We saw that last year. I think Ole Miss improved that roster, raised the ceiling of that roster. But is it enough to compete with Georgia? Bye week at Florida, then them hosting the Egg Bowl at home against Mississippi State. I think for an SEC schedule, this is very manageable because you don't have a tough one. You should be 4-0 non-conference. You're better than Kentucky and South Carolina. You should be 6-0 rolling into, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-0 heading into Tiger Stadium. I think Ole Miss is better than the LSU. If this game was at Vaught Hemingway Stadium, I would be confident it's Ole Miss would win this game. I think Ole Miss is better than LSU, though, as we stand right now. I've been open. I don't like Ole Miss. I don't like LSU's defensive personnel. I think the interior defensive line has major issues. The secondary has major issues. Where are they going to play Harold Perkins, their guy with their highest upside on defense? It'll be interesting. Oklahoma, like I said, a mystery team. It's kind of good they get a bye week after LSU to get focused back, because who knows how Brent Venables' third-year senior team. At Arkansas, it's a place they struggle, but like I said, they should win that game. Let's just say they lose to Georgia. Not saying they are, but right now let's say they lose that. Billy Napier and them, he could be gone a little bit at that point. They play Arkansas and Florida late in the years where both those coaches are kind of on the hot seat, have to get to six wins. Do both of them have that when they play Ole Miss come November? It's a legit question. So what will those two teams be like? And then Mississippi State, they're better than Mississippi State. They'll be better than Jeff Levy. I mean, Ole Miss now has Zach Arnett sitting there with Mississippi State paying his salary. So again, I think this, if Ole Miss lost more than two games, I'd be shocked at the schedule. They went 9-3. That would be disappointing. That would be severely disappointing. And that's why I think you got to say in 2024, what would be a successful season for Ole Miss? It's 10-2 in playoffs. It's 10-2 in playoffs. I know some people are going to have them in their preseason top five, but it's Ole Miss. Traditionally, if you go 10-2 and make the playoffs, give yourself a chance to go compete for a national championship. But in that case, you would. And we could be talking about here in December, we're hosting a playoff game in Oxford, Mississippi, which would be wild how the town would operate. Small town, there'd be a lot of cameras, a lot of opposing teams, fan bases rolling in. That'd be a fun trip. Oxford, Mississippi hosting a playoff game first round. Could be that. Maybe Ole Miss has the top four bye, and they are in their top five. But I don't think it can be, okay, we're making the semifinals or it's bust. No, just like with a lot of teams in the SEC, Alabama, Missouri, LSU, Ole Miss, Tennessee, teams like that. I think with you adding Texas and Oklahoma and a lot of those teams having them on their schedule, the league's tougher now. So I think there's a little bit more wiggle room for loss. I think we could have a lot of 10-2 teams this year, and I think Ole Miss is right in that picture as well. I think anything less than 10-2, disappointing for Ole Miss. And I think even your realistic Ole Miss fans would tell you that. After what you brought in, what you retained, this is your year, Ole Miss. This is your year. I think 10-2 playoff appearance would be considered a successful season. You throw in your host in a playoff game, that's even better. But for the sake of conversation, what would be a successful season for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin in 2024? 10-2 playoff appearance. I think this is one of the easier what would be a successful season for T-Max. I think Ole Miss definitely, it's playoff or bust. It's playoff or bust.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.